Floods. At least 50 homes in Magori County with more than 1,500 people have been destroyed by floods following the heavy rains pounding the region. On Wednesday, County Commissioner David Gatonga asked the worst affected people in Aneko, Naiora, Senye and Luanda villages of Nyatike sub-county to move to higher grounds for their safety. At the same time, the administrator made a passionate appeal to well-wishers to come to the aid of the victims by donating food and other relief supplies as the government intensified its efforts to save lives, property and distribute emergency supplies to the affected residents. In the past days, the region has experienced heavy rains that have seen floods sweeping homes, farms and roads after rivers Kuja and Magori burst their banks. Residents say the floods have destroyed their homes, food and killed livestock worth millions of shillings. Former Kadam North Ward member of County Assembly, MCA, Tom Okello said that unless the heavy rainstorm subsides within the next 2 days, the region could remain totally cut off from the rest of the county and country at large due to damaged road network. Already areas like Aneko and Senye beaches and Muhuru town and Luanda market are inaccessible after the roads to and from those places were damaged 2 weeks ago. Also not spared are roads linking Magori town with Sori town that have already proved a nightmare to motorists. A KNA survey within the county this week revealed serious damages on the most important roads, prompting many motorists to pull out their vehicles from the roads. As a result, passenger service vehicles, PSV, have been forced to hike fares for commuters on various routes. Lorries stack on mud on a flood-damaged road. The fares have been raised by almost double, with the pro-box cars ferrying passengers on the affected routes now charging shush 350 up from shush 200. Mrs. Anna Wade told reporters that the rains have wreaked havoc on farms, causing heavy damages to both food and cash crops. The region has also experienced fallen power lines which have been pulled off the ground by the heavy floods, leading to worst power blackouts to the residents. Most towns and market centers have in the past few days been experiencing persistent power cuts, leading to closure of most business premises. Mrs. Perez Boke, as a result, called on the government to urgently intervene and repair the damaged roads in order to allow farmers take their farm produce to market. "We are appealing to the government to help us improve on the road network in this region so that we can go on with our economic activities without difficulties," she said.